This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast, and we're coming to you from the Amex Stadium in Brighton. Final score, Brighton 2, Brentford 1. And it was a game where, to be quite honest with you, probably to be forgotten. Brentford came out the traps. They got a goal, a penalty, the first half for Brighton, two goals back. And to be fair to Brentford, listen, we worked that out there. Even Kipinic is probably the only player, other than Flecken in goal, who is, deemed a first team player, you know, at the beginning of this season. You know, you've got so many players out, so you've got a lot of stand-ins. And they did what they had to do. They tried really hard, but we just ran out of people. We just ran out of steam. We just ran out of everything. And halfway through that game, we just realised that we weren't going to get much out of it. Disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I just heard what you said, really. It's true, you know. As much as you want us to push and attack, and you know, we had no one to keep the ball. We were sort of like having to surrender possession all the time. We did all right, considering the players we had out there. You know, they didn't let us down. We've lost by one goal again. I don't really know what more that team could do. You know, it's hard. You know, we're going sideways. We're going backwards. It's, you know, fans getting a bit frustrated that we're not sort of going for it more. But Brighton are always going to absolutely smash us on the break if we do that. So we had to keep it tight. You know, it's good to see Damsgaard come on for a few minutes. I see the goals back again. I'm not sure if Flecken looks flat-footed all the time. He never looks like keeping a clean sheet, if I'm honest with you. You know, he wasn't to blame, but yeah, it was always an uphill task when you saw the team, and Brian going off, you don't really stand much of a chance.
Didn't stand much of a chance. We're saying that game, I don't want to say it was inevitable, but We just didn't quite have it, did we? I mean, Brighton, I thought Brighton looked good. We just didn't quite have it, did we?
No, we didn't. And it's not that we've just been riddled by injuries. Brian going off removed our main attacking threat. And we did okay, but Brighton were always going to win that, I'm afraid.
I mean, again, you know, we went 1-0 up. And at that stage, did you think, hold on a second, we might get something out of here, something out of the blue almost?
But we haven't been good at holding on to leads this season. And I think Brighton haven't failed to score this season. So you always thought it was going to be coming. it's disappointing. But I mean, the team we ended up with there, it looked like a pre-season friendly in the 90th minute after we'd made about 18 substitutions. What can you do?
Bees fans streaming out the stadium here. Some of them, like I said to you, you might see lots of empty seats back at home on the TV, and part of the reason why is that some fans, it's taken them 5 hours to get here, and some of them didn't get here till after half time as well. I don't know what was going on with the motorways, but yeah, not great. Well, we're heading back to the station actually, which is down this way as well, so we'll pick up some characters on the way. Steve, talk to me about that.
It's a shame because with a full team we've done really well, but I didn't expect anything more today. I thought we might probably lose, but what a great performance. There's still that bond in the team. There's still like togetherness. So Saturday, go forward. Come on, the Bees. We're going to beat Sheffield, yeah?
There you go. You already wiped this game from his memory banks already, and he's already concentrated on Saturday, which is fair point to be honest with you. So
the shuttle buses were that way.
It was Falmouth Station, which I'm sure
is that, down that way.
Yeah, it's down this way, yeah.
We went in.
So listen, we come out of the stadium, queued up for about an hour for a bus. Nightmare getting out of that place, Brighton. Okay, but I'm not gonna moan on about it. Got back into town, we're in the pub. I had about 74,000 people that I could have spoken to standing around in the cold, but I could just tell no one really wanted to talk about that game. Maybe a few Brighton fans wanted to, but I didn't. I'm at that stage where I didn't really want to chat to the Brighton fans about that game because it would have been a sort of one-way conversation with them smiling in my face, and I just thought, no, I'm going to come back and I'm going to listen to a few more miserable Brentford fans giving us their lowdown on that match, which, as we said, it was going to be hard for us to get something out of that.
Yeah, it was. I think that the team put a lot of effort in, and there's no doubt that they're trying their absolute best at the moment, but we've got so many injuries. It's really, really tough. The kind of good things to take away from that game where I thought when Damstad came on, he looked like a much kind of different player than what we've seen before. Maybe the player we want him to be. It's good experience for Yarmolyuk. It's good for Baptiste to get minutes. It's good for Onyeka to get minutes, but yeah, it was a tough game. I thought we organised ourselves pretty well, and we, you know, kind of, yeah, like you said, Bill, there's only so much you can say about that game, really. It's just one of those ones, chalk it up, move on, and we'll play Sheffield United on Saturday.
And it was talked a bit earlier. I mean, if you didn't see it, if you didn't watch it on the TV, you haven't heard about it, but obviously Brian Mbeumo is our main attacking outlet. He went down. What we've heard is that he's got a rolled ankle, so they might actually do a test before the Wednesday game. Not the Wednesday, the Sheffield United. I mean, the United fans are going to be killing me. Like, and as I've just said, Wednesday, the Blades game on Saturday, which is, I'm going to say, this is actually probably good news. Actually, Talib Kweli playing in the background of anyone who knows their music out there. A bit of old school hip hop sitting here in the Albert Pub in Brighton. But anyway, I digress. But it's good if he's got a rolled ankle. It's not good because he obviously went off and he didn't finish the game, and then we had no real attacking outlet. But it's good because we thought actually it looked a little bit more serious than that. And of course, it hasn't been confirmed as yet. But if it is a rolled ankle, he's out for just one or two games. That is not as bad as we thought that he might have been out for the season or might have been out. Because people are saying on the television that he looked like he was in tears when he was coming off the pitch. I don't know how true that may be. But like I said to you, lost that taking outlet. You know, Maupay, we've talked about Maupay. He was playing, obviously, in front of his original Premier League fans. You know, he got a bit of an interesting reception. They didn't overly boo him. But they didn't give him the rousing applause that we might get to Benrahma when he comes to New Griffin Park, like I'm saying. But he was obviously trying his best to try and to annoy his old fans, but he didn't really kind of get them going as well. Wiesa, you know, trying his best again, puffing and more puffing, and not having a go at them. Like I said to you, these players tried really hard to try and get something out of that game. And to be honest with you as well, even though when we were 2-1 down in the second half, we could have got something. There was a ball that was cleared off the line probably about 20 minutes from time as well, and it was one of those ones where I actually thought it was in the back of the net, and they cleared it off the line and the keeper got involved, and you know, and it was probably a little bit unlucky, but that was the closest chance that we actually got to actually kind of getting something out of that game, which is a real shame. But I mean, just coming back to that game, listen, disappointed, or is it just one of them things?
It's one of those things because of the situation we're in. You know, you've got 11 players out or unavailable through injury or suspension tonight when you add in Norgaard and obviously Tony. So I think we accept Brighton are a good side. I know they've got injuries as well, but it's a tough place to come. They're in, you know, not amazing form, so it feels like a little bit of a missed opportunity. But, you know, I think that to have 19 points and be 11th with the injuries that we've had this season is a remarkable effort. Obviously, we know the bottom three and the bottom four with Everton's points deduction means there's quite a bit of a cushion, so we don't really have too much to worry about. I think it's a shame because of the injuries. I mean, we could have made a real push for Europe this season, but the injuries combined with Tony suspension just means it was never going to happen. So I still think, you know, 11th where we are at the moment is it's been a really good effort. So I don't think we can be too disappointed. Hopefully turn up Sheffield United on Saturday. We get a couple of early goals. I think, you know, we should win that. So, I don't think you can be too disappointed.
So, I mean, Bees fans here, not overly disappointed. Like I said, I'm sitting here with Laney, we're having a little drink. We're going to sort of close this up now. Why? Because we're doing a short post-match podcast. I think you've got the gist from the Bees fans there. In a way, some things to talk about, but not much to talk about. Good effort from some players out there, from your Godosses, from your Keane Lewis Potter when he came on. I thought he looked quite bright. I mean, he's got some skills, that boy. Again, and he probably just needs a little bit of a run in the team. Like I said, you Damsgaard, actually, he played some too overly intelligent balls sometimes. Two that people didn't quite get what he was doing, because he was playing some balls that shouldn't have gone where they were going. But they're very clever, and he ripped apart, because what we needed is someone to go inside and basically kind of almost like rip apart the Brighton defence, Brighton midfield, which was very good, to be fair, and he was doing that. But listen, we're not gonna get down on this one. Myself and Laney are actually going to do, and he doesn't know this yet, probably going to do a Sheffield United podcast, pre-Sheffield United podcast, very early in the morning, or relatively early in the morning as well. Yeah, our lady's on strike. Lady said he's going on strike, but we'll see. I'll poke him and wake him up. We're still going to be down there in Brighton, going to be here late into the night, getting up early in the morning, and our studio is overlooking the sea. So we're going to be in the sea studio in the morning, recording for the Sheffield United, like I said to you. So check that out on prideofwest.london. Don't forget to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. Thank you very much. I'm truly drinking one of your beers at the moment now. And also, don't forget to write us a review and subscribe on all good podcast channels. But we didn't get the points today. We could have got something out of this game. At the end of the day, we're running out of players, but it's no big deal. But at the end of the day, also, then players are going to be coming back soon, and we're going to be ready to challenge.
Come on, you
bees.
Come on, you
bees.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.